Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Little reaches third base with a triple. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Little tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is hit by the pitch. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Wallach moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn strikes out. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Lake to second, and Cromartie is out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Raines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Steve Lake. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Warren Bruststar. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Bill Campbell now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to third. Durham moves to second. Gary Woods pinch runs for Ron Say. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Buckner scores. Durham moves to third. Woods moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.